Laudato Jesus Christus. Vatican and World News.
In headlines, it's Tuesday, March the 26th. The UN Security Council calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Patriarch Louis Raphael Sacco, the head of Iraq's Chaldean Catholic Church, reflects on the significance of Holy Week in the war-torn Middle East. And Pope Francis sends a video message expressing his closeness to the people of Rosario, an Argentinian city suffering from a huge crime wave. In the Vatican, I'm Joseph Tollock. The United States has abstained on a UN Security Council resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, allowing the motion to pass. Previously, the US had vetoed all such resolutions. It is the first time that the Council has called for a ceasefire since the war began in October, after several failed attempts. Pope Francis has, of course, been calling for a ceasefire in Gaza since the 29th of October of last year. And just across the border in Iraq, Cardinal Louis Raphael Sacco, the patriarch of the country's Chaldean Catholic Church, is encouraging Christians to make use of the final week of Lent to clear our minds and hearts and to return, he says, to the authenticity of our faith. Christopher Wells has more on the patriarch's message. For Holy Week.
In a message to the faithful for Holy Week, Chaldean Patriarch Cardinal Louis Raphael I Sacco says we need this last week of Lent to clear our minds and hearts and return to the authenticity of our faith, passionately drawing this spirit of faith and light from the living wellspring that is Jesus in our lives. The Patriarch recalled that Jesus, knowing what awaited him in Jerusalem, consciously began to intensify his teachings and prepare for the final phase of his mission, which will ultimately reach out to the whole world. We too, Cardinal Sacco said, should be aware of what Christ's mission means for us, recognizing that the kingdom of God requires our acceptance, our faith, and absolute self-surrender with courage, honesty, and complete trust. Each one of us, he continues, must strive to enter Jesus' kingdom through repentance. It should become real reform through conversion, change, and integration to keep Jesus alive and influential within us. Cardinal Sacco invites the faithful of the Chaldean Catholic Church, who are experiencing this Holy Week as a true way of the cross, to ponder the meaning of the main stages of Jesus' Passion, beginning with Palm Sunday and leading to the Last Supper, the crucifixion, and ultimately the resurrection of Jesus. He encourages them to adhere to their identity and their church, their house of love, and not to allow anyone to divide them, but on the contrary, be a bridge for fraternity, unity, and peace. Concluding his message, Cardinal Sacco writes, Jesus is always with us, even in the challenges and difficulties that wound us. And he reminds the faithful to remember Jesus' promise to be with us always, even to the end of the age. I'm Christopher Wells.
The Holy See Press Office, meanwhile, has announced that Pope Francis himself will be writing the reflections for this year's Way of the Cross on Good Friday. The task is normally entrusted each year to a different theologian, but this year, as Deborah Castellano-Lubov reports, the Pope has chosen to do the task himself.
Each year, for the annual tradition of the Via Crucis in Rome, presided over by Pope Francis in Rome's Colosseum on the evening of Good Friday, different individuals have been entrusted with writing the meditations. However, this year, as divulged by the director of the Holy See Press Office speaking to some journalists, the Holy Father has decided to write them himself. In Prayer with Jesus on the Way of the Cross is the theme of the reflections that will accompany the 14 stations at the Colosseum. The traditional Way of the Cross at the Colosseum will begin at 9:15 p.m. Friday evening. According to the press office, this gesture is an act of meditation and spirituality with Jesus at the center in the context of the year of prayer proclaimed by the Pope. Given all the faithful who flock to the Colosseum for the event, in order to ensure the organization of it and the safety of everyone, there will be road and transit closures and diversions. There are no tickets required for the Via Crucis for those traveling to the event. The Colosseo station of Rome's Metro B line will be closed from 1 p.m. on Friday. One can also follow the Way of the Cross at the Colosseum through Vatican Media's various platforms. The following evening, the Pope is expected to preside over the Easter Vigil in St. Peter's Basilica. I'm Deborah Castellano-Lubov.
Pope Francis has sent a video message to express his closeness to the people of Rosario, Argentina's third largest city. The city is facing an unprecedented upswing in drug-related violence. The crime wave began in 2013, but the city located some 300 kilometres north of Buenos Aires, the country's capital, has long been an epicentre for Argentina's criminal community. Coupled with endemic corruption, the drug trade has turned Rosario into a war zone. In 2023, the city recorded 259 murders. That's five times the national average, given the size of the population of the city. Lisa Zengarini has this report on the Pope's message for this troubled town.
In the message, Pope Francis expressed his concern for the mounting drug-related violence that has gripped the city of Rosario for over a decade and called for a community effort to combat the scourge, remarking that repressive measures, though urgently needed, are not sufficient. We need to strengthen the community, he said, and no person of goodwill should feel or be exonerated from the great responsibility of ensuring that Rosario is a place where everyone can feel like a brother. The Pope pointed the finger at the widespread corruption of local authorities and at the collusion of some sectors of the economic and financial establishment with the drug cartels. He therefore urged for a better kind of politics that is truly at the service of the common good and for consensus building and dialogue among political factions to enact effective policies addressing not only the supply but also the demand for drugs. Pope Francis further stressed the importance of an independent judiciary in combating corruption and money laundering networks associated with drug trafficking. He also highlighted the role of the private sector and stressed the need for social engagement and ethical business practices to prevent complicity with organized crime. Concluding, the message insists on the need for a joint effort of all sectors, stakeholders and citizens to make Rosario a better place to live, especially for the new generations. He then assured that the church, as a mother and a Samaritan, will continue to accompany the families of the victims of the violence and to support those experiencing drug addiction and all the people living in extreme vulnerability. In this time, love and charity will be the most explicit announcement of the gospel for a society that feels threatened, he concluded. I am Lisa Zengarini.
Bassirou Diomaye Faye has been elected as president of Senegal after a vote that observers are describing as democratic and peaceful. The 43-year-old incumbent will be Africa's youngest elected president, as Sister Francine Marie Cooper reports.
On Sunday, March 24th, more than 7 million voters in Senegal elected Bassirou Diomaye Faye as their new president. The election, which had been postponed from its original date on February 25th, went smoothly. Faye's victory was surprising as the new president was only released from prison 1 week before the election. He had spent 11 months behind bars together with opposition leader Ousmane Sonko on charges of insurrection. Sonko, however, was barred from the election, having been convicted of two offences. On Monday, both Faye's rival in the ruling coalition, Amadou Ba, and outgoing president Macky Sall congratulated Faye on winning the election. Both men praised the way the election had been run. President Sall, who in February tried to postpone the election by 10 months, a few hours ahead of the start of campaigning, said Sunday's vote was a victory for Senegal's democracy. Archbishop Benjamin Ndiaye, Archbishop of Dakar, had told Vatican News last week of his hope that the elections would be peaceful and transparent. The Archbishop of Dakar spoke of how the Catholic Church in Senegal has always worked for peace, especially through its Justice and Peace Commission. In an interview with Reuters, Babacar Ndiaye, analyst and research director at West African think tank Wathi, said that the report of millions showing up calmly at the polls on Sunday and the lack of major incidents in connection with them was a testimony of the strength of democracy in Senegal. I'm Sister Francie Marie Cooper.
Meanwhile, in the United States, rescuers are searching for survivors after a bridge in the city of Baltimore was destroyed by a ship. Devin Watkins has more.
Rescue crews are still looking for people who may have fallen into a river in Baltimore, Maryland, after a ship in the Patapsco River hit the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed. The incident happened on Tuesday morning just before 1:30 a.m. local time. The bridge, built in 1977, spans about 8,500 feet, or nearly 2 kilometers. It serves as a critical artery for vehicle traffic in and around the Port of Baltimore, one of the busiest ports in the United States. Maryland Governor Wes Moore declared a state of emergency. U.S. Coast Guard personnel joined Baltimore Fire Department crews in the search for possible victims. Emergency units expected to spend the rest of the day looking for survivors. One person rescued in the water was seriously injured and taken to a local trauma center. The ship, a Singapore-flagged vessel called the Dali, had just left the harbor after loading up with contents for trade. The container ship hit a support pillar for the bridge, which set off a chain of events that led to the collapse of the bridge. Smoke was billowing from the craft, but it did not sink, and all of the crew members have been accounted for. At a pre-dawn news conference, Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott said, "We have to first and foremost pray for all of those who are impacted, their families, and pray for our first responders, and thank them, all of them, for working together to make sure that we are working through this tragedy." I'm Devin Watkins.
And in Russia, officials are continuing to say that Ukraine and the West had a role in last week's deadly concert hall attack in Moscow. This is despite vehement denials of involvement by Kiev and a claim of responsibility by an affiliate of the Islamic State group. Without offering any evidence, Alexander Bortnikov, the head of the Federal Security Service, followed similar allegations from President Vladimir Putin, who linked the attack to Ukraine, even as he acknowledged that the suspects who were arrested were radical Islamists. The IS affiliate claimed it carried out the attack, and US intelligence said it had information confirming that the group was responsible. French President Emmanuel Macron said France also has intelligence pointing to an IS entity as responsible for the attack, but despite the signs pointing to Islamic State, Putin insisted on alleged Ukrainian involvement, something that President Volodymyr Zelensky rejected, accusing the Kremlin leader of trying to drum up fervour as his forces fight in Ukraine. Bortnikov, that's the Federal Security Bureau or service spokesman, said that Western spy agencies also could have been involved in the latest terror attack on Russian soil in 2 decades, even as he acknowledged receiving a US tip in advance of the attack. And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, please visit our website at www.vaticannews.va. We're now in the midst of Holy Week, and if you want to follow along with any of the Pope's liturgies, you can find information about that on our website. You can also follow those liturgies live on our YouTube channel and on our Facebook page. The first liturgy will be the Chrism Mass, which will be celebrated on Thursday morning, Rome time. There will then be Stations of the Cross on Friday, and of course the Easter Vigil Mass on Saturday evening. You can find, as I said, all the information about that on our Facebook, X and Instagram pages. Just search Vatican News. Many thanks go to Gustavo Messina in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Joseph Tullock. Goodbye.